الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر، وقال سبحانه وتعالى: واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام، يعني العشر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. رواه الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah, this is a very, very important phase of the entire Islamic calendar that we are about to approach. And that is the ending of the Islamic year. We are talking about the Ashara of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The likes of Allama Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn al-Qayyim, and many, many others, they have highlighted that the best phase of the entire year is either the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, or they are the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And mashallah, you got arguments on both sides. So I'm just trying to highlight how important the time that we are about to go through is. It'll most probably be, we'll have to look at the moon on Sunday. To see if it's going to be. So today is the 28th, 29th. Tomorrow is the 29th. Maybe we see the moon tomorrow. If we do see the moon, it'll be Sunday or Monday. Will be the first of Dhul Hijjah. So there are a few things that we have been told by Sharia to do in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So Allama Ibn Qayyim, Ibn Taymiyyah, they are teacher and student. They are of the opinion, okay, some people are of the opinion, the best 10 days or the best days of the entire year are the days of Dhul Hijjah. The best nights are the nights of Ramadan. So why? If you do a comparison between the two, it's amazing. What do you have fard in the days that are now coming? What is fard in these days? In the first 10 days of the Dhul Hijjah and beyond, what is fard? Hajj. Hajj is going to be fard. What is fard in the month of Ramadan? You got sawm. So here you have hajj, there you have sawm. What is wajib there and what is wajib here? There you have sadaqatul fitr. Here what do you have? Qurbani, udhiyah, which is again wajib. What do you have there? You have i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan. And that is a time when you come to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you basically just come there and you don't move. You sit in the masjid for a number of days. What do you have here in the days of Qurbani? What do we have here? You have ihram, you have talbiyah, and you are going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. In i'tikaf, you are in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In ihram, in talbiyah, you are saying, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, oh Allah, I am present, oh Allah, I am present. What do you have there? At the termination of Ramadan, what do you have? You have Eid al-Fitr. What do you have at the termination of Hajj? Especially after the day of Arafat, what do you have? You have Eid al-Adha. So there is a huge comparison between the two. This is why the likes of Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, Allama Ibn al-Qayyim in Zadul Ma'ad, they say, you can come to the conclusion, the best days of the year are the days of Dhul Hijjah. And the best nights of the year are the nights of Ramadan. So that is how you conclude. Now look at the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah were to take a qasam of something, it's there because it's very, very important. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam, wat-teen, wat-zaytoon, wat-tur-sinin, wa-hada al-baladi al-ameen. Allah ta'ala takes a qasam of Makkah Mukarrama. Allah ta'ala takes a qasam of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam. La'amruk, innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahoon. Allah ta'ala has taken a qasam of the Messenger of Allah. Allah ta'ala taken multiple qasams in the Quran. Was-safati safa. والمرسلات عرفا لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر. Allah Ta'ala takes multiple qasams in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has taken a qasam at the beginning of wal-fajr. Look at the qasams in the beginning of wal-fajr. Number one, al-fajr. Number two, وليال عشر. Number three, والشفع. Number four, والوتر. Number five, والليل إذا يسر. What is Al-Fajr? What is Al-Fajr? Number one, it can be the Fajr of every single day. When do you read Fajr? After the darkness of the night disappears and you see the light of day in the form of Subah Sadiq. That is when you read your Fajr Namaz. Allah Ta'ala taking a Qasam, Allah Ta'ala is telling me and you, there are also darknesses of Kufr, there are darknesses of Shirk, there are darknesses of sins in the world. How do you try and remove and eliminate from your lives the darknesses of kufr and shirk and sins? How do you remove them? Wal-fajr. So, you know, the word al-fajr can refer to the fajr of every morning. The fajr of every morning. But a lot of the scholars are of the opinion this is a reference to the fajr namaz that you read on the day of 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. Specifically, on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. That's Wal-Fajr. Allah Ta'ala takes that qasam. Number two, Walayalin Ashr, the 10 nights. The 10 nights here refer to with the days. This is why majority of the scholars are of the opinion the word Walayalin Ashr refers to the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has taken a qasam of the first 10 nights or the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah because Al-Layl. You see, in Islam, what comes first? The night comes first. And then you get the day afterwards. In Islam, the day starts from Maghrib. And thereafter, you have the day comes afterwards. Imam Bukhari, in Kitab al-Da'wat, where he mentions all the du'as, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, mentions in Kitab al-Da'wat, he mentions first, one of the first things he says, لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ. Every Nabi has a dua that Allah Ta'ala will accept. And Rasulullah says, I will preserve my dua for my ummah and for the intercession of my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. And then what does Imam Bukhari do? Bab Sayyidul Istighfar. And then Bab Tawbah. In your dua, your du'as will be accepted. Why? When you want to do istighfar, you want to do tawbah before you make your du'a. Now, straight after those chapters, what does Imam Bukhari do? He mentions the du'a of the night. He mentions the du'as that you read at night. Why does Imam Bukhari start his kitab al-da'wat in terms of du'as from the amal and the action of the night? Because in Islam, what comes first? You get the night first. So Allah Ta'ala, wal-fajr is a qasam of the day. Walayalin ashr is obviously the night. That's why Allah says walayalin ashr. But it's a reference to the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. This is majority of the scholars. Wal-shaf'i wal-watri. Wal-shaf'i wal-watr. Allah takes a qasam of the even and the odd. The even and the odd. Now, wal-shaf'i wal-watri. Allama Qurtubi, rahimahullah, the great Maliki scholar who wrote Ahkamul Quran lil Qurtubi. MashaAllah, it's a phenomenal tafsir of the Quran. Allama Qurtubi, rahimahullah, al Maliki from Qurtuba, Spain. MashaAllah, amazing, amazing individual who's wrote a wonderful tafsir of the Quran. Allama Qurtubi, rahimahullah, in tafsir al Qurtubi, Ahkamul Quran, he's mentioned 18 different opinions in regards to the meaning of Ash-Shaf'i wal-Watri. Al-Shaf'i wal-Watr, which is the even and the odd. Now, what is the even and the odd? The even is the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. Wal-Watr is the day of Arafat. Because one is the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, one is the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. And then Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam of the night, wal-layli idha yasr, when it departs. So the fact that Allah Ta'ala has taken a qasam in the Quran, in regards to the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah or the 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah, that in itself is a proof that these are the best days of the year. You know, mashallah, when you start a business, you have opening offers. If you close down, then you have closing down sales. And mashallah, now, you know, If you want to make sure you never become bankrupt, then you want to make sure you live within your means. Don't live beyond your means. Don't do shopping on plastic. Don't do shopping in plastic. Otherwise, you are going to become debt-ridden for a long time in your life. Why? There is a reason why the Messenger of Allah used to make a dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'tham wal-maghram. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from committing sin, number one, wal-maghram. Why did Rasulullah couple sin with debt? Why? Because when you get into debt, a person might resort to haram in order to repay the debt. Why? Because of the burden. And you know what? The beautiful word that the Messenger of Allah uses is maghram. You know why? Because maghram is a debt that is overdue. It's past its due date. One is a debt that you know you've got 2 years to pay, you've got 3 years to pay. But a debt that is gone past the due date, that debt is called al-maghram. Rasulullah, that will give you more tension. That will give you a lot of attention. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, in one riwayat, he says, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri. Kufr and dayn have been incorporated in one dua mentioned by Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah. The Sahabi asked, Messenger of Allah, ata'dilul kufr bid dayn? Are you equating kufr and dayn in the same sentence? The Messenger of Allah said, yes. Why? Because it can eventually lead to kufr. So khair, anyway, these are very, very important days. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahimahullah, mashallah, the great Shafi'i scholar, was born in Asqalan. Asqalan is today where you have modern-day Israel. Where you have today, modern-day Israel, Palestine area. Okay, that is Asqalan, one of the greatest commentators of Sahih Bukhari. In fact, if you were to say he was the greatest commentator of Sahih Bukhari, mashallah, you got it there, right to the bottom there. It's in 13 volumes, Fathul Bari. Fathul Bari, mashallah, very, very rich man. He was a very, very rich man. When he completed the Shara of Sahih Bukhari, he passed away in 852. He passed away in 852 Hijri. He passed away, mashallah, when he completed, he gave a huge dawat. He gave a massive dawat to everyone. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahimahullah, says, why are these days that we are now coming through, why are they so unique? Why? Because there is, you tell me another time of the entire year, 11 months, in which you have namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, qurbani, and tawheed. No, nowhere. Chalo, salat you have all the time. Zakat you can give any time of the year. And then you've got sawm. Sawm, you fast in the month of Ramadan, but you can fast during the entire course of the year. But there are two things that you can only do in these days. Number one, qurbani. And number two, hajj. So these are 2 days that you can't do anywhere across the year. This is why Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani says, جَمِيعُ الْعِبَادَاتِ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ. All the ibadat in Islam, and what are they? Tawheed. You'll find the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, the best dua all the anbiya made on the day of Arafat is La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. In one riwayat, yuhyi wa yumit biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, has mentioned the hadith. Imam al-Bukhari has mentioned the hadith. Imam al-Nawwi, rahimahullah, in Riyadu al-Salihin, has mentioned the hadith in Kitabu al-Adhkar. Rasulullah, rahimahullah, after fard namaz, he used to read, Astaghfirullah, Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt wa la mu'tiya lima mana'ta wa la yanfa'u dhal jadd. He used to read, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. These were the du'as that Rasulullah used to read after fard namaz. Rasulullah would read them. La ilaha illallah is complete tawheed. La ilaha illallah, Rasulullah says on the day of Arafat, the best dua the Anbiya made was, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. This is number one. Number two, you have salat in these days as well. Okay, you can give zakat in these days as well, depending if it's due or not. You can also do every other ibadah you can do. Namaz, roza, zakat, but hajj you can't do but in these days. On the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th of the Dhul-Hijjah. This is why these days are very, very unique. Very, very unique. Inshallah, the hadith that I quoted in the beginning is mentioned by Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, has mentioned a hadith. Imam al-Bukhari has mentioned a similar hadith. Imam al-Tabarani, has also mentioned the hadith from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Qurt. Abdullah ibn Qurt. Qaf Ra'ta. Those brothers who understand, you want to have a look at your life. Imam al-Tabrani has mentioned the hadith from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Qurt. ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام يعني العشر. قالوا يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله. قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع منهما من ذلك بشيء. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, a individual who goes with his life, with his wealth, and he goes into the battlefield and he does not come back with anything, meaning he dies in the battlefield. Besides that individual who goes in jihad and dies and does not come back, there is no one that is better off than an individual who does ibadat in these days. So therefore, you got another hadith mentioned by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah and also others, where Rasulullah said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ. Maybe the sequence that I've mentioned may be different in the hadith, but the Messenger of Allah says, in these days now, in Ashara e Dhul Hijjah, what do you want to do? Inshallah, I'll just conclude on this, inshallah. What do you want to do in these days? What do you do in these days? So from the first of Dhul Hijjah, before you see the moon, if you are planning to do Qurbani, and Qurbani has become compulsory upon you, if it's wajib on you. Although the other scholars, besides Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, they are of the opinion Qurbani is not wajib. It is not compulsory. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah is of the opinion Qurbani and sacrifice is compulsory on someone who is sane, who is got amount of nisab. Male, female, they are, and you got the amount of nisab. What is the amount of nisab? Inshallah, please, you can have a look. It's as long as you have 612.36 grams of silver, beyond your needs, beyond your debt. And mashallah, you know, if you got a mortgage, that is not your debt. So a lot of people never give zakat. A lot of people never do qurbani. Why? Because I've got a 100,000 pound mortgage. You know, that is not classified as your debt. That's not classified as your debt. Why? Because you've got 25 years to pay. You've got 25 years to pay. If you owe someone, that individual can demand that money from you anytime. Although he might have given you 2-3 years to pay. See, you have to remember there is a difference between a dayn. There is a difference between a qard and a dayn. A dayn has a fixed time to pay. And qard, so, you know, you just borrowed someone, you just borrowed some money from someone and the guy gives you 1 year to pay. Tomorrow, if he comes to you and says, although I gave you 1 year, but I need the money now, I need the money right now, you will have to pay. You have to pay because that is a qard. That is something that you've, even though the person is agreed. But a dayn, in Sharia, a dayn is something that is fixated with time. That you can say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to pay to you because I don't have the money, and we agreed. So there is a technical difference between qard and a dayn. Khair, inshallah, we don't want to go into that. But if you have the amount of nisab, now I'm not too sure exactly what the silver rate today is. Currently is going down quite a bit and quite fast. MashaAllah, until the issue in Iran and it's not resolved, okay, you know, gold and silver are going down quite sharply. But silver, I think it's somewhere in the region of £1.50 a gram. Somewhere in that region, £1.50 a gram. Somewhere in that region, wallahu alam, please do not quote me, but you will find it's quite expensive. So it's about 612.36 grams of, inshallah, I will give you the exact amount. I'll just work it out during the sunan, when the people do the sunan. If you have that amount of money, then you need to give qurbani. You need to give qurbani. If you don't give qurbani and you have the capacity to give, the Messenger of Allah said that individual should not come to our musalla on the day of Eid to perform salat. In other words, there is a warning, there is a stern warning. If you're not coming when you have the ability to do so, then that individual should not come. مَنْ وَجَدَ سَعَةً لِأَنْ يُضَحِيَ فَلَمْ يُضَحِي فَلَا يَقْرُبَنَّ مُسَلَّانَ أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. And then the masala in regards to from the riwayat of Sayyida Umm Salama radiyallahu anha, if you have the intention to perform qurbani on the days of qurbani 10, 11, 12 of Dhul Hijjah, if that is your intention and you have given the money to someone, then it is ideal. We're not saying it's compulsory. It is ideal you do not remove your nails, you do not clip your nails, you do not remove unwanted hair on the body, you do not, you know, those things that a haji does not do, you should not be doing. You can apply perfume, waghera, no problem, but do not remove your hair anywhere in the body, number one. And number two, do not clip your nails. But that mas'ala is mustahab. It is mustahab not to do it. So example, if the hair becomes very, very big, or if you unwanted hair under the armpits or around the private parts, if they become so big and they've gone beyond 40 days, now you need to remove it. Because the maximum that you should have unwanted hair on your body, you should not go beyond 40 days. Otherwise, your salat waghera is makruh. So according to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, it is mustahab, you don't cut. Only Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, he is very, very stern. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal has gone to the level of saying, if you are going to do qurbani, if someone is a Hanbali, that individual should not be removing your hair at all. Why? Because one opinion of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah is it is makruh tahrimi to remove hair if you are going to do qurbani. But according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah as well, if you remove hair, it's makruh, but if you have to because it's become very long, example, you've got very long nails and a lot of dirt is accumulating under the nails, then ideally you want to cut your nails, it's okay. Okay, it's makruh, but it's not advisable, but it is jaiz. It is jaiz. So now the question, what do you do in these days? Number one, try your absolute best to fast. Try your best to fast. Why? There is a hadith of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salam. Please do not quote me. I think it's recorded by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah. Or is mentioned by Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah. Rasulullah, alayhi salam, says, every fast from the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, obviously, besides the 10th, because that is the day of Eid. The 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, your fast will be equivalent to 1 year. You'll get the reward of 1 year fasting. And the nights of the Ashara Dhul Hijjah, you will get the reward of Laylatul Qadr for every night. The reward of Laylatul Qadr for every night. There is a riwayat of Sayyida Hafsa bint Umar. Hafsa bint Umar, the daughter of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. You know, initially Rasulullah on one occasion for some reason intended to divorce Sayyida Hafsa bint Umar. But then Wahi came to the Messenger of Allah, Jibreel alayhi salam came and told the Messenger of Allah, don't divorce her. Innaha sawwamatun qawwamatun. She is a lady who is excessive in her ibadah and she fasts a lot. You do not divorce her. Sayyida Hafsa bint Umar radiyallahu anhuma, you find her riwayat where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she says Rasulullah did not miss 4 things during the course of his lifetime. Rasulullah did not miss 4 things during the course of his lifetime. What did he not miss? Number one, fasting on the 3 days of Ayyam Abid, the 3 days of every month. Rasulullah did not miss that. MashaAllah, Sayyidina Abu Huraira, he went to a da'wah. You know, he went to someone's house and that individual was serving meals. So he asked Sayyidina Abu Huraira, are you fasting? Sayyidina Abu Huraira said, I'm fasting. So when the food came, Sayyidina Abu Huraira started eating as well. So the person said, I thought you were fasting. He said, I'm fasting, but I'm not fasting. I'm fasting, but I'm not fasting because I fast every month, 13, 14, 15. So I get the reward for the entire month. And this is not 13, 14, 15. I'm fasting because I've got the reward. But I'm not fasting physically so I can eat. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira, Sayyida Hafsa says, Rasulullah did not miss. Number one, he did not miss Sawme Ashura, the fast of Ashura, number one. Number two, Rasulullah did not miss the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. And Rasulullah did not miss the Ayyam Abid 13, 14, 15. And number four, Rasulullah never missed the 2 rakats of Sunnatul Fajr. The 2 rakats, Sunnatul Fajr. Hadith mentioned by Sayyida Aisha from Sahih Bukhari. Imam Bukhari has mentioned the hadith in Sahih Bukhari from Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anhuma.
Asking how much is the money for qurbani if he does it for India.
So the riwayat of Sayyida Aisha, the Messenger of Allah, salla aw yusalli rak'atayn khafifatayn. Fajr namaz, Rasulullah used to read very, very light. Sayyida Aisha says the 2 rakat sunnatul fajr was so light that I can't tell you if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after suratul fatiha, was he reading a surat or not? In other words, it was very brief. You'll find the hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Messenger of Allah, used to read in Maghrib two rakat sunnat al fajr of Maghrib, sorry, two rakat sunnat of Maghrib and two rakat sunnat of Fajr in both. Rasulullah used to read, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Why? Because you sleep on tawheed and you sleep on negating shirk. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. You are negating shirk. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. You are affirming tawheed. So you're sleeping on negating shirk, affirming tawheed. And you wake up with the same, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. So what do you do in these days? Number one, if you can fast, please do fast. And if you can't fast 9 days, no problem. Why? Because now the fasts are getting quite long. So no problem, inshallah. If you can't fast, at least fast one day, the day of Arafat. Inshallah, next week we'll mention the reward of the day of Arafat and what to do on the day of Arafat. But that is one thing. Number one. Number two, in these days, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ and وَالتَّهْلِيلِ. Increase Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. So read the third kalima as much as you possibly can. Sunday onwards, read it as much as you possibly can. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar and Sayyidina Abu Huraira. These two individuals used to go into the market and they used to read Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. So in these days, as much as you possibly can, you do takbirat, you do takbirat. Wadhkurullah fi ayyamin ma'dudat. What did Allah Ta'ala say to the hajis? فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. When you have completed your hajj, and now you are going from Arafat, you're going to Muzdalifah, what do? You do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as much as you possibly can, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, you know, the third kalima, the fourth kalima, try and do that. Number three, I've already mentioned, inshallah, try and make sure you do not clip your nails. Ideally, if you are going to do qurbani, then do not clip your nails. And the last one, inshallah, make sure you do qurbani if you possibly can. Beyond that. The hadith of Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain mentioned by Imam Muslim rahimahullah, if you are able to do so, read Isha namaz with jama'at in the masjid. Sayyidina Abu Darda used to cry in Damascus. Sayyidina Abu Darda used to cry in Damascus after the Messenger of Allah, he moved and he went to Damascus, he lived in Damascus. Sayyidina Abu Darda is known as Hakimu Hadihi al-Ummah. Hakimu Hadihi al-Ummah, the wise man of this ummah. He's got, you know, mashallah, there is advices of Sayyidina Abu Darda. It's a beautiful kitab, Please try and read the advices of Sayyidina Abu Darda. Rasulullah gave him the title, Hakimu Hadihi al-Ummah, the wise man of this ummah. You know, mashallah, a lot of the Sahaba had a lot of titles and a lot of manaqib. But Sayyidina Abu Darda was very, very unique in terms of the words of wisdom that used to come out from the tongue of Sayyidina Abu Darda. He used to cry. And you know what he used to say? In the time of the Sahaba, the only thing we used to equate to kufr was tarkus salat, leaving salat. In the time of the Messenger of Allah, the only thing we used to say, this is kufr, or we can equate it to kufr, is non-performance of salat. Non-performance of salat. So if you can in these days, in the days of, according to the hadith Imam Muslim from Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain, if you read Isha Salat with Jama'at, you got the reward of half of the night in Ibadah. If you do Fajr Salat with Jama'at as well, then you got the entire night in Ibadah. It's not easy. Maybe now in the summer it may be easy, but if you have to go work, it's difficult. How does Allah start? Wal Fajri wa Layalin Ashir. How does it start? Wal Fajr. It starts with the word al-fajr. How does it end? Wadukhuli jannati. You want entry into Jannah? You have to be punctual with your fajr. The hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari, man salla al-bardain dakhal al-jannah. You need the two cool salat, asr and fajr, and inshallah you will enter into Jannah. You will enter into Jannah. But how do you do it? Fadukhuli fi ibadi wadukhuli jannati. If you want to enter into Jannah, if you want to read Fajr Namaz, then what do you need? فَدُخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. You enter amongst my slaves. What does that mean? Stay in good company. If you stay in good company, inshallah, it'll give you the tawfiq of Fajr. If you stay amongst those people who's only talking about dunya, share market, this is how many properties I have, this is how much gold I have, this is how much silver I have. If you are amongst the company of those individuals, then what's going to happen? It's going to be difficult. Inshallah, I'll finish on this, inshallah. In matters of deen, look at the people who are above you in matters of dunya, look at the people who are beneath you. Then inshallah it will create a shukr within yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq. I'll finish on this inshallah. The advice of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam that he gave to his sons. Always avoid two things in life. Number one, shirk. And number two, takabbur. Shirk and takabbur. And number two, he said, make sure you do two things in life and never leave it. Number one, la ilaha illallah. In tawheed, number one. And number two, never leave gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the days to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers, sisters, inshallah. Just a few announcements, inshallah. The value of nisab upon which qurbani becomes wajib is 612.36 grams of silver. If you have beyond your capacity, beyond your means, free from debt. And in today's value, that will be approximately 1 gram of silver is £1.88. £1.88. So it's approximately 1,152 pounds. So if you have about 1,152 pounds, then you give qurbani. Qurbani is only given for those who are mature, who are baligh. So there's no need to give qurbani for your young children who are not mature. If they are baligh, if they have become mature, they're 15 years old, 14, 15, depending on their age of maturity, puberty. So there is a possibility upon the children, if they have the amount, qurbani will be given. The wife has to give her own qurbani. The husband will give his qurbani. And mashallah, if the husband wants to go home and have a meal, then you try and give your qurbani for the wife. If you want to go home and get a good meal, inshallah, make sure you don't ask her, okay, we've got a 20-pound share, so you have to give me your 20 pounds. So mashallah, the next time she'll give you a bill at the end of the month. Okay, this is what I've done. I've washed your clothes. I've done the hoovering. So now you give me a £700 bill at the end of the month. So just pay her £20 and inshallah, just tell her, I've done your qurbani. So qurbani, if you want to give in India, it will be for the entire animal. It's £120. £120. This is in India, in Gujarat. If you want to give one share, it'll be £20. If you want to give qurbani, inshallah, in Gaza, or at least give some money towards a qurbani in Gaza for a sheep, it's £2,780. £2,780 for one qurbani, for one share, for one sheep. If Allah has given you, mashallah, you know, they can have, or at least maybe you can give something towards a qurbani, but you don't classify that as a qurbani. You know, I've given my £20 share, so now that's my share done. You can give it those places where the qurbani is about 120, 130, 140. There you can give £20 and that will be your share. Inshallah, the other announcement, inshallah, to, if anyone would like to give qurbani in the coming days as well, you can give it to Brother Osman, Brother Zafir, and give it to Brother Zafir. Maybe if, mashallah, Sufi Sahib is always here in the masjid, you can hand it over to Sufi Sahib, or maybe Zafir is better because we don't want to take a khidmah from Sufi Sahib. We should be serving him, not him serving us. MashaAllah, he is our, you know, for the entire community, for the entire organization. MashaAllah, we should make dua, Allah Ta'ala prolong the lives of these individuals, because you only realize the value of these elders when they're not there. Because of the presence of these individuals, trials, tribulations, difficulties, fitna, they become suppressed. Because innakum tunsaruna wa turzaquna bi du'afaikum, the messenger of Allah said. So inshallah, please, if you can give your qurbani, you can give it till next Monday. Not this Monday, the following Monday. That is a cut of danger.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله على نعمه الظاهرة والباطنة الذي نصب أعلام الدين المتين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله الصادق الأمين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة عباد الله إننا نمر بأشهر الحج بل يظلنا عشر ذي الحجة الحرام عشر أقسم الله بلياليها قال والفجر وليال عشر. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: ويذكر الله في أيام معلومات. قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما والإمام الشافعي والجمهور: هي أيام العشر من ذي الحجة، فلنستقبلها أولا بالتوبة والاستغفار. روى الإمام البخاري رحمه الله من حديث سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. فقالوا: يا رسول الله، ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء، يعني لا يفوق عمل البر فيها إلا عمل رجل خرج يخاطر بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء أفضل من غيره بأن رزقه الله الشهادة. عباد الله، روى الإمام مسلم رحمه الله عن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: إذا دخل هذا العشر وأراد أحدكم أن يضحي فلا يأخذ من شعره ومن أصفاره شيئا حتى يضحي. فهذا يستحب عند أبي حنيفة رحمه الله والإمام مالك رحمه الله والإمام الشافعي رحمه الله. فيا عباد الله، نسأل الله التوفيق لما يحب ويرضى، ويمتعنا جميعا ببركات هذه الأيام، آمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطية، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد: يا معشر المسلمين، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال سبحانه وتعالى في شأن الصحابة رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه: أولئك حزب الله، ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون، ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، خصوصا في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي خان يونس وما حولها، وفي إيران وفي العراق وفي السودان وفي اليمن وفي جميع أنحاء العالم. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك من الظلم والعدوان، واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please make sure, inshallah, you allow the brothers who are waiting at the back to come forward, inshallah. And brothers, please fill in all the gaps in front of you, inshallah. Your garments above the ankles, your phones on silent, brothers, for the duration of salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المودين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح، ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا، فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب إلي. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا رب. صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers, just a kind reminder, inshallah, brothers who are leaving, sisters who are leaving, if you can please leave in a quiet manner, please, inshallah. Please talk outside.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers. This truck driver has been parking his truck for since 3 weeks on the main road. So please go and drive safely and the proper way. The truck number is DG74VGN.
It's mine. I'm allowed to park there. Who's there?
You're parking.
Yeah.
So please don't park there because... Sorry? Permit. You're permitted, but you are... There are so many brothers. They are... Please try to understand. This is not a proper way.
Blocking. The way.
So when people leave now, they're going to get stuck.
Double yellow. How you can have a problem?
I'm the lorry.